Well, all my life I've loved trees and heritage, I think, from my father. And I would follow him when I was just a tot and beg him to spare all the evergreen trees. And then there were other trees that I loved that I especially remember from my childhood, the hickory trees in the pasture, where we always gathered the hicknuts in the fall and dried them and put them in the lean-to or snow cast for the winter eating, and the black walnut. And one particular tree I remember, black walnut tree, it was on just inside our line, my father's line, of a cross fence. Cross fence was between you and your farm and your neighbors, you know. And my father would plant his late potato patch there. Well, there'd be a shade, you know, this tree would shade the potato plants. Our shade wouldn't be as large. People would tell him, Mr. Tucker, well, your potato patch is shading. He always agreed, but he never cut the walnut tree.
I see.
Then when I heard that he'd gone over, I don't know, I felt like I lost a personal friend. And one time, hickory trees, I don't know what they were before, spokes for wagon wheels, the first one thing, the axe handle. And so, some wouldn't pay very much for them. A man came through Dunbar community and saw my brother, James. And he was the one that stayed with us after my father died. And they made him look good. Says, haven't you? Says, over there on your mother's place, y'all got some hickory trees, haven't you? He said, yes, we have some. He says, well, that, says, I'm giving a better price on them. Says, now, I understand y'all haven't been getting very much for your hickory trees. Says, now we have a good price on them, made the price, you know. So he listened to them and came home. And of course, he wouldn't have told him they could have them without mother said so. But he was telling about it, you know, and that's what a good price. And he says, you know, says that's quite an improvement on what we've been getting, what we've been offered, what we've been people have been offered through here on hickory trees. Well, I thought the trade was just as good as made. Well, I just come in, you know. Oh, I swear over, you know, and I said, I'll pick up hickory trees. And I wasn't a child either, I was grown. And I said, I picked up hickory trees on those trees all my life. And I was just, you know, just about to cry in spite of myself. And oh, he looked around, smiled a little bit. He had a sense of humor, and yet he was very sensitive too. And he says, Woodman, spare that tree, touch not a single bough. And so he says, oh, there's not been any trade made. He says, we were just talking about it. Well, of course, I brightened up then a little bit. I just couldn't stand the thought of seeing those trees cut down. Mm-hmm. Then there was an elm tree in the pasture, elm tree or elm, whichever. It's just one syllable, but mm-hmm. We usually call it elm anyway. Mm-hmm. Elm is correct, isn't it?
In our community in Ohio, we could say elm. So
that sounds better, doesn't it?
Yes, it
well,
does.
Well, now that ELL, well, the elm can give the other. It's written as one syllable. However, that M gives more sound to it, like it extends it, doesn't it?
Yes,
sound is a word. I like it better than saying M. It seems like you cut it short or something.
Awkward sound, elm. Mm-hmm.
Well, the elm tree in the pasture, that was my sanctuary. That's where I like to go and sit and read in the summertime and study, sometimes study my lesson. Sometimes I like to just sit and dream, you know. Young people dream, well, I guess all of us do, I hope so. If we go too old to dream, well, shucks. Life might not be worth living. So, that's where I'd go, and that's one of the trees I remember. And I don't know whether it's been cut down or blown down or what's happened to it. It would be difficult. They had